You're listening to Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
And good on you there, laddie. Welcome. It's the Irish edition, apparently. I don't know where that came from. Of Steel Belted Free Range Radio, it is Thursday night. It's your unofficial kickoff to the weekend, where we steer you in the right direction, I think. Set your musical course for the weekend. If I can find it, that is. Holy cow. Sometimes you just, you know what you're going to start with? And then, there it is. I feel better now. Hey, it's Jeff. Here till 8 o'clock or so, playing you the good stuff. If there's any good stuff you want to hear, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Robson. And, you can hop on down here if you got Pledgerama stuff to pick up, or, you just want to come and say hi. Third floor University Center is where to find me. And, we can do a thing. All right. I want to play something from this. We had our big Pledgerama special last week. Fantastic time. Thank you so much for your support once again, helping us to destroy our goal and look strong into the future. Had a lot of good stuff going on last week, and I just want to continue that a little bit. Last week we had William Prince down here coming down for the Pledgerama special. Was that awesome or what? He is a force of nature for sure. Can't wait for his big CD release party coming up on December the 7th. But we learned that there's another CD release party coming up that week as well for an eagerly awaited record that I've actually had a copy of for quite a while and wasn't allowed to play ya. But last week I got the go-ahead and I was told, yeah, play away. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play something else. This record comes out officially on the 12th, out on Transistor 66 Records here in Winnipeg. Art Transistor dropped by on Friday and left me a special limited edition copy of this record, which I will treasure, that's for sure. It's a beauty. It's brand new from our pal Scott Nolan. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
Cars that never went nowhere. Only thing working was a dial radio. You sit in the front seat, just listening to baseball. Dream of places that you never go. He liked to ride bulls and beat on his children, making up new words that meant nothing at all. Cursed the stars that had left him in Natchez, hum an old tune and cry as they fall. In one conversation, short-term destination, it led to a lifetime away from home, with no plans worth making. All the good dreams were taken. When you leave this world, you leave it alone. Well, the money was good on the road in the springtime. One look from a girl, he settled down. He laughed right out loud when she said Mississippi. He said, I can't pronounce it, but I like how it sounds. In one conversation, short-term destination, it led to a lifetime away from home, with no plans worth making. All the good dreams were taken when you leave this world. You leave it alone. When you leave this world, you leave it alone. Billy built cars, never went nowhere. Only thing working was the dial radio. He'd sit in the front seat, listening to baseball, and dream of places that he'll never go.
this is James McMurtry, and I'm running for President of the United States, and you're listening to Steel Belted Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
You ever have that where something ends before you think it's going to end? That's what happened right there. That happened to me. Oh, because I'm looking at the... I'm kind of tired today. And I guess I'll talk about that next. That was John D. Graham, something brand new, tribute record. I've been looking forward to this one for a while. It's called "Cold and Bitter Tears: The Songs of Ted Hawkins." Ted Hawkins was this legendary blues kind of guy, famous for playing on the boardwalks in California, and he was kind of a homeless drug addict for a long time and became a huge star in Europe. And basically nobody knew who he was here in North America. But people are discovering him after his death, as people are wont to do. And there's this cool new tribute record, and all kinds of great people are on this thing. The highlights for me, Danny Barnes. We heard James McMurtry in there. Casey Chambers and Bill Chambers are on there. Gurf Morlocks, Tim Easton, Mary Gaucher, Shiny Ribs. All kinds of good stuff. Cold and Bitter Tears there. So we did hear John D. with a song called Strange Conversation, and before that, McMurtry with a song called Big Things. Is it just me, or is McMurtry sounding a lot like Kris Kristofferson these days? Huh? You know? Saying... Kristofferson? No. We heard a guy named Merle in there. Merle, we got to know him on his previous record, which was produced by our pal Shannon Lyon. But he has a brand new record produced by no slouch either, Mr. Ron Hawkins of The Lowest of the Low. The album's called A Dozen Hearts. We heard Damn or Be Damned. And we heard something in there from Scott Nolan and Willie Sugarcaps from the new record Silver Hill. We heard When You Leave This World. It is coming up on 7 o'clock here in Winnipeg City, as Bill Western would say, and I'm more incoherent than usual today because for the first time after thinking about it for the entire 12-year run, I went to see the Poor Choices Wednesday night residency last night, the very last one at the Cavern on Osborne Street, and it was so good. I wish that I had gone years ago and not waited so long to see it, because it was pretty great, and we had some fun down there for sure, but damn was it late. So I'm pretty incoherent today, so I'm just gonna play a lot of music, and it kind of got me in the kind of rock and outlaw country kind of mood. So I want to play some of that. I want to play some Poor Choices coming up, well, I'll just play some other things first, okay? Let's just do that. Here's one from the band that opened the show last night, and they were so great. You know, they played my house a few weeks ago, and whenever I have a house concert, it's kind of ironic. You know, I have these house concerts, and it's happening right in my house, and it seems like I never watch the damn things. I'm always running around doing something, so I've missed almost every house concert I've ever had, and I didn't spend nearly enough time watching these guys at my house a couple of weeks ago. So it was really great to be able to see them last night and actually pay attention, and it was great. But it got me thinking about how much greater their new stuff is going to be. All we have is this one EP from them, and it's fine. Don't get me wrong, it's fine. But they played a whole bunch of new songs last night, which were really, really terrific. So I can't wait to hear the new record that they just recorded out in BC with Steve Lurie. But in the meantime, we'll take you back to their EP from last year. These are our friends, the May Hemingways, on Still About the Radio.
Chair, one arm around my pretty little girl. In a They said I lost Marina, and the last place that I seen her, she was making off with my best friend. I took him to the water, I spent $50 on something that would take him to the moon. Well, he must have gone to heaven, 'cause just before I left him, I tried to wake him up, but he wouldn't move. So come on, Carmelita, you drank too much, and I can see that soon you're gonna need a breath of air.
Done did everything that needs done. Woe is me, why can't I see? I'd best be leaving well enough alone. Them neon lighting nights couldn't stay out of fights, keep a haunting me in memories. Well, there's one in every crowd for crying out loud. Why was it always turning out to be me? Where does it go? The good Lord only knows. Seems like it was just the other day. I was down at Green Gables, hawking them tables, and generally blowing all my hard-earned pay. Piano road blues, danced holes in my shoes. There weren't another way to be. For love.
lovable losers, no account boozers, and honky tonk heroes like me. Hey, hey.
Classic there from Waylon Jennings, title track to the great, great record Honky Tonk Heroes, an album of songs written by Billy Joe Shaver. We'll get to in a couple of minutes. Before that, I heard that one last night in fine form at the Cavern, as well as the song before that, which was a bit of a surprise. Came out of left field and just knocked me out. So good. Carmelita from Fred J. Eaglesmith and the Flying Squirrels from the great, great album Things Is Changing. That's a hell of a record right there. If you're looking to start with some Fred Eaglesmith, if you like the old school kind of bluegrassy stuff, then Things Is Changing is your record. You get that one. And that song on that song, Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices were joined by Jamie from the Honey Sliders, who we heard in there before that with a song called Danko and Manuel. And we heard the May Hemingways in there off their debut EP. We heard Bowling Green. And I want to play you some Billy Joe Shaver and a bunch of other guys who, kind of fit into the mold of that set and what we heard last night. But I figure I'll take my little commercial break first. Okay, so we're going to play some great stuff, so stay tuned. Steel Belted Radio will return after these.